Good afternoon, everyone. Tuesday edition of the Gym Class about to set sail right here on KGYM. Great show coming up. We're going to have our first visit with the Hall of Famer, Talk Wrestling with Mark Ironside. That'll be coming up here in just a couple of moments. Also, Bon Chimansky from the Iowa Volleyball Program, the head coach, will be joining us. Iowa having a renaissance season in the Big Ten. And we will talk about that coming up. The Hoops Marathon continuing. Kirk Ferentz met the media today in Iowa City. And a couple of changes, as far as the Iowa football starting lineup is concerned. We welcome you in, Scott Unash, alongside Mark Dukes. Alex Kuhn, our producer, he is fresh from Iowa City, along with Todd Brommelkamp and Tyler Ryder. They were all down there at the news conference today for the Iowa Hawkeyes. And we start right there. Mark, good afternoon. How are you?
Yeah, good afternoon, and I'm not sure how much the depth charts mean anymore, but there are some interesting developments there. Nothing, huge, but it was revealed today that Greg Maben is going to miss the rest of the regular season with a fractured ankle. That means Manny Rugumba, the freshman, will be in at left corner. Anthony Gehr is listed as a starter at strong safety. Adrian Falconer listed as a starter ahead of Jay Scheel at one of the wideout positions. Kirk Ferentz said Croston, Butker, Kittle, all are, kind of iffy. So I will go to Illinois with less than full strength, but you know what? Hawkeyes were less than full strength last Saturday.
Yeah, they were, and they got the job done, but it is a different Saturday, as we could ascertain from going from the Saturday at State College to the Saturday in Iowa City, certainly. So if we have time later on in the program, perhaps we will hear a little bit from Kirk Ferentz, as the guy, as I mentioned, just got back from Iowa City and putting things together right now. So Croston out, sounds like. Rugumba will be in, Maben will be out, and Faulkner in as well for the Iowa Hawkeyes as they get ready to take on Illinois in Champaign coming up on Saturday. That's an 11 o'clock start. No indication as of yet whether it'll be an 11 or 2:30 start for Iowa and Nebraska on Black Friday. In fact, now it's even up in the air on what TV outlet you will see that on. If it will be on ABC, ESPN, ESPN2, or if it'll be even on the Big Ten Network. That came into play today. So some very interesting stuff right there. Last night, before we're going to talk to Mark Ironside coming up in a little bit. Our first visit, talk some college wrestling. We'll do that coming up here in a little bit. But, Mark, the College Basketball Hoops Marathon. We are in the midst of the Hoops Marathon. Are you marathoning with them?
No.
You should be.
I mean, a little bit. I did not get up at the crack of dawn, even before the crack of dawn, to watch Niagara and Hartford.
How about Manhattan?
Winthrop and Manhattan.
Did you watch Winthrop and Manhattan? Two pretty good teams going at it.
7:45 this morning? No.
Okay, I caught a little bit of it in the second half. Two pretty good teams.
How
right
many
there.
People were at the Niagara-Hartford game at 6:30 in the
you
morning
know what?
Eastern
they,
time?
I would almost bet that it was a full house because it's you and I has been in this the last couple years against Stephen F. Austin. Two good teams going at it right there from mid-majors. We'll talk about this more with Kevin Lehman coming up tomorrow when we talk with him live from the Paradise Jam going on. It's much be slightly warmer down there than it will be up here. I was going to say a lot warmer down there, but I don't think that's the case here as our November to Remember continues. But it's a big deal for these schools. They'll do anything to get on national television, including play overnight or early in the morning. And it's an interesting deal. There is one basketball fan. I don't know if we should publicize this or not. Did you read there's one basketball fan who is a college student that is going to stay up for all 30 hours of this Hoops Marathon and consume one beverage every hour of the Hoops Marathon? Now, you wouldn't think, that's not a big deal. But first of all, you have to stay up for the entire 30-hour duration. And after a while, the beverage probably doesn't start to look real good at that point.
Beverage or alcoholic beverage?
Alcoholic beverage, Mark. I'm trying to put a nice spin on it here.
30?
30 in 30 hours.
Whew.
While staying up.
Whew.
While staying up. So there you go. He's got that going on. I will say this. Last night, Villanova-Purdue was an excellent basketball game. It was not a part of the marathon, but part of the Gavitt games. In fact, it was the kickoff, or the tip-off, if you will, of the Gavitt games. And two really good teams going at it. Of course, Villanova, the defending national champions. Purdue with Haas and Swanigan back. And they went at it like it was an NCAA tournament game. Villanova got the road win at Mackey Arena. But that was just a neat atmosphere and just a fun game. Iowa has Seton Hall coming up on Thursday night down at Carver-Hawkeye Arena in Iowa City, part of the Gavitt games as well. A couple more games coming up tonight that are pretty intriguing. So a good idea. Anytime you can get out there and face a good opponent, I think it's great.
Yeah, Villanova wins 79-76 at Purdue and did catch parts of that game. And, you know, the games today in the 24-30-hour marathon, you pretty much know how highly regarded you are by the time slot you draw, right?
Right. Well,
I mean, Duke
of.
And Kansas aren't playing at 6:30 in the morning.
They are not. They don't need to play at that time.
In fact, they'll be at 8:30 tonight.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we've got it on 107.5 and 106.3 FM for you. We also have Iowa State and UNI women's basketball coming up tonight for you. That will be at 7 o'clock. We'll join up with the Cyclone pregame show and a 7:05 tip-off for that one. UNI picked to finish second in the Mo Valley. Iowa State about mid-pack, if you will, maybe even beyond mid-pack as far as the Big 12 is concerned. But UNI has never won in Ames. Never won in Ames. And maybe their best shot tonight with Madison Weekly and and all those folks. So we'll see how that will play out. 10 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock here on the program. Coming up later on, we'll have a chance for you to win some Rough Riders tickets. The Rough Riders will be in action on Saturday, November the 26th at 7 o'clock. They will take on the Waterloo Blackhawks on Teddy Bear Toss Night. They remind you to bring along a new or gently used stuffed animal to toss on the ice after the Rough Riders' first goal. And all stuffed animals will be donated. And you can listen and get tickets this week, or you can go to kgymradio.com for more information how you can get tickets and head to the stable. So we'll have that coming up for you in just a little bit.
Hopefully the Riders score.
They'll score. They'll be fine. It's a young team. They're going to get better as the season goes on. Mr. Carlson's a very good coach. Also, a reminder that the APC will be down in Iowa City broadcasting again from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock this Friday, 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard in the Walden Square. So stop by and say hi. Great food and cold drinks down there. And say hi to Tyler and Todd when you stop by. All right, we'll take a break, come back, and Mark Ironside will greet us for the first time this year. We'll do that when we come back. You're listening to the Gym Class.
I'm getting roughed up.
You are getting roughed up.
And feisty already.
He just got here.
Beating up on an old man. Come on.
This is KGYM.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics on the Gym. First Federal Credit Union, financial solutions for the way you live. FirstFedCU.com. Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
Iowa City Regina will look for their record 7th straight state title this Friday morning on KGYM. Join Alex Kuhn, Gary Fickle, and Todd Warner live from the Uni Dome at 10:40 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM for the 1A championship game between Iowa City Regina and Western Christian. This is a rematch of last year's exciting nail biter in the finals that Regina won by a touchdown. That's the 1A State High School Football Final presented by First Federal Credit Union. Iowa City Regina versus Western Christian. Friday morning at 10:40 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM.
When I grow up, I want to be a piano player because my parents will be proud of me.
When you were a kid, you were free to dream.
I want to be a mermaid.
I like the idea of being a scientist.
I also want to be a tooth fairy.
At American Family Insurance, we believe now is when you should dream more than ever.
See Kurt Gustafson at Kurt Gustafson Agency, your American Star Certified Agency. Excellence in customer experience.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company and its affiliate, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
At KGYM Radio on Twitter, Dukes and Unash, the Gym Class on KGYM.
13 past the hour at 3 o'clock, Gym Class coming your way here on KGYM. We're going to talk Iowa volleyball coming up here in just a little bit with Bon Szymanski and get his thoughts on his Hawkeye season. But Gonna talk some wrestling first, and our wrestling reports, our first one of the year. It's brought to you by Kurt Gustafson, Agency of American Family Insurance on Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids. Back for another year of sponsoring Mark and sponsoring our high school wrestling segments as well. Those will be on Tuesday and Wednesday coming up when the high school events. They just got started with practice yesterday, so man, they're probably hurting today. Do you remember after the first day of practice, Mark, how much fun that was the next day getting up?
It didn't really bother me at all, but it was really fun watching my teammates and my buddies walking around the next day, and then like, why did you get me into this? A lot of guys throwing out that first day, whatever, So after a week, though, then you're right back into it, no problem.
Iowa opened its season. The Luther Open became the Iowa Invitational by and large, and you kind of would expect that. But this is an interesting mix, I think, and I'm not sure who all the starters are going to be at this point. But you've got some veterans mixed in with some first-timers, and you're going to have to get us acquainted with some of them, Mark.
Well, this is going to be an exciting year. I mean, not just from a Hawkeyes perspective and who we're going to have in the lineup, but just an overall team race again, as always. I mean, this college wrestling stuff is just, I don't know how many years, it just it seems like it keeps getting better and better. I mean, it's just, everybody's so good, and it's just battling hard, and obviously Tom Brands really wants to get back on top.
Is that why he sent everybody up to Luther? He doesn't usually send the whole shooting match up there.
Yeah, I think a lot of it is just because some of the younger guys, he wanted to get some matches for those younger guys, and it's good to do so. But the other reason is, too, is because, we start out early in the season, which we don't normally do, with some heavy hitter duels. South Dakota State is not to be taken, for granted or lightly. Going into Purdue and Lafayette against, former Hawkeye Tony Ursuline is not to be taken lightly. I mean, we never start a Big Ten season really, that early. And then, of course, we got Iowa State who, you listen to Kevin Jackson and, they should be competing for a national title. But at the same time, they haven't been really, lights out by any means. But it's an opportunity for us to beat Iowa State. And anytime you get an opportunity to do that in any sport, that's huge. And they got some guys on their team, which we'll talk about as it gets close to that dual meet, that are going to be they're very highly ranked, and they could be very dangerous, and it's going to be some good matchups. So, but I think that, with having a schedule early on that's not this Friday, but besides that, pretty, not, I don't want to say tough schedule, but tougher than normal, I think that Tom really wanted to get those guys some matches and prepare them as much as possible.
Gilman did well. Clark did well. Everybody did well up at Luther. Some of the new guys, though. You got Perez up there, who I think is going to be a crowd favorite, because any guy that has the same first name and last
name is
just going to be a crowd favorite. There's some guys that the fans don't know a whole lot about that got to wrestle up in Decorah.
Yeah, and that's good. That's gives, like I said, it gives those guys an opportunity. This is the time of year for a lot of those backup guys to get your matches in, not just at Iowa, for all the schools. I mean, there's some schools like Iowa State, but a lot of other schools, heck, by Christmas time, they've got 30 matches in, it seems like, already. We've got like 10, not even. It's just like they start wrestling in July, it seems like, and every single weekend or something. But, I think it's a really, really good opportunity for the young guys. That is the kind of their season, is that preseason tournament stuff. In November, December, Midlands is an open tournament they can get into too, but you're only allowed to take so many guys there. So this is the time of year for the non-starters to really get a lot of matches in and try and prove themselves to the coaches' staff and get themselves ready to hopefully, vie for a starting spot. Now, Prez at 125, he's SOL until,
not going to happen
Gilman,
this year.
Gilman graduates, and then after that, I don't know, who knows what we're going to do next year. So it'll be interesting.
I want to talk about redshirting a little bit, and specifically with Kemmerer and wrestling. I couldn't think of another sport where you can compete as much as a redshirt. Granted, unattached in
right.
most
in
places.
In those open tournaments, like I was just talking
about. Kemmerer had 20, it was 24-2 last year.
Mm-hmm.
And wrestling is a different sport in that regard. And when you're redshirting, you're still competing. And talk about Kemmerer and that redshirt aspect.
Well, Kemmerer, I believe his only two losses came at the Midlands last year. He lost to, I'm trying to think of who he lost to.
Suflon
was one of them from Nebraska, and I can't remember who the other one was too. But, you know, Kemmerer, I tell you what, I am really, really high on Kemmerer. I mean, you're talking...
Pennsylvania.
Just a great kid, too. Just, I mean, he come from Jody Stripmatter's wrestling club out there, Big Guns Wrestling Club, and, you know, I just think that he's just so smart. He's a student of the sport. He's so much fun to watch wrestle because he's so aggressive, and, you know, he just, I don't know. I'm looking for great things. I don't want to put the cart in front of the horse, whatever, but this year, as a freshman, I'm thinking All-American status for sure. For sure.
So, 57?
Yeah. Yeah, 157. So, and he really could go 49. Him and Brandon Sorensen, I think, are pretty neck and neck. But Sorensen beat Kemmerer last year at the University Nationals in the spring in freestyle, and I think that was kind of the deciding factor. But as you read in the paper, Tom Brands mentioned that those two just kind of seemed to work out who was going to go 49, who was going to go 57. He doesn't know exactly how they did it, but they just worked it out, and Kemmerer decided to go 57. Kemmerer's a little bit taller, a little bit bigger frame to work on, so I think Kemmerer's probably just looking for the future. He's going to build into a really good, solid 57-pounder.
Last year, with the Hawks all season long, I don't want to say there was a weak point or anything like that in, at one weight in the lineup. I don't think you're going to have that so much this year. It's going to be balanced up and down. What do you think?
Well, I think where we're good, we are really, really good. We're going to be a pretty fun dual meet team to watch. There's no doubt about it. 25, Gilman, ranked number one in the country. Runner-up last year, 33. Clark, ranked number one in the country, runner-up last year. 41 is an area where we're still trying to figure out who's going to have that spot. Right now, I think Topher Carton has the nod. Vince Turk and Paul Glenn are right in there as well, too. But Topher Carton beat Paul Glenn in the open last weekend up at Luther in the finals. And it was a close match. Glenn, you know, fought him hard.
Carter Apple at that weight too, isn't he?
Yeah. But he'll redshirt for sure. Okay. Yeah, for sure. Vince Turk, I don't know if he tweaked his shoulder or what, but so 41's an open kind of a weight there. They're still battling out, but Carton has the lead. And Carton, I like Carton Topher because he got a lot of starting time last year too. I mean, So he's not like he's new into the lineup. He's physical. He gets after it. He's aggressive. He's an Iowa boy, Davenport Assumption. I really like Topher, and so I think right now he's got the nod there. Then you got Sorensen in there at 49, obviously runner-up last year, ranked number two again behind Rutherford, who whipped him pretty good a couple of times last year, so hopefully Sorensen can somehow make some gains on that. 57, which we talked about, we got Kemmerer. 65, that's a weight where we're going to have to figure something out. I mean, that's going to be a tough weight for us right there. Right now, we got Joey Gunther in there who won the Luther Open. So, I mean, he's 5-0 on the year so far, but he's got a lot to prove at a tough weight class. And I know one of the things out there that is up in the air for sure right now is Alex Marinelli. You know, whether we redshirt him or we don't redshirt him. And if the team wants to win this NCAA championships this year, this national championship this year, I really believe they need to pull him out of redshirt and start him. So I don't think without him, we're going to have a chance to win it. I think with him, we're going to have a chance to win it. So I think it basically comes down to Tom and Alex figuring out, you know, the thing is about Alex at 165, he's a small 165-pounder. He could really wrestle 157 pretty easily. And there are some horses at 165 around the country. Even if he comes out of redshirt this year, I'm thinking All-American status for sure. I mean, he's going to score some points.
He's that good.
He is that good. He is the real deal. I mean, he is a bulldog. He's smart. I love Alex Marinelli. I tell you what, Kemmerer and Marinelli, if they do bring Marinelli out, which if they do, it will not be until after Midlands for sure. Everybody always just waits kind of until after the Midlands because you can wrestle as a – basically a free agent there. You wrestle in the open, unattached. And then after that, then you can kind of, and then you can wrestle some great competition in the Midlands. And then after that, kind of seeing how you're doing, how the other guys are doing, then you decide whether you want to pull a guy out of red shirt or not. So then they pull him out of red shirt. I'm telling you right now, Marinelli and Kemmerer are going to probably be, and then you got Gilman in there, probably my favorite guys on the team to watch. I mean, Marinelli is just, he's going to be a crowd favorite. There's no doubt about it. He's going to take over for Gilman right away when Gilman graduates. And then we got Meyer back at 74 in there. He's solid All-American last year. Brooks at 84, solid All-American last year. 97, this is the big one there. You know, I think 65 if we don't redshirt Marinelli, and 97. Those are the two weights where we're going to really struggle to try and qualify someone for the NCAA tournament, and it's going to make us difficult for the team to win the national championship with those two weights. That's what I was saying. With bringing out Marinelli, that will help. But Cash Wilkie, who's a freshman this year, redshirted last year, he won the Luther Open too, but he's got a ways to go, I know, at this level, this D1 level. We'll see. You know, he's big, he's strong, he's got a good foundation. It's just a matter of, I don't like to say a whole one way or the other right now, where there's no way he's going to be an All-American, or he's going to for sure be an All-American, because at that age, you just don't know for sure until you see how they progress. The progression is humongous throughout the season. So it would be interesting to see how Wilkie progresses throughout the season. As of right now, he's got a lot of progression to do, I think, to be All-American status and really score a lot of points if to even make it to the national tournament. And then at heavyweight right now, we got Stephen Holloway, who's a Minneapolis kid, filling in for Sam Stoll for us until Sam Stoll gets healthy.
Yeah, how long to? There was talk in media day about Stoll that they're just kind of, they're not pushing it. They just want to make sure that he's going to be okay for the second half of the season, and have him help out, because obviously they missed him last year when they got down to the end of the season and he got hurt.
Yeah, he got hurt, and he got hurt bad. I mean, torn ACL, MCL. I mean, that knee was really, really messed up, and he basically had a total knee reconstructed surgery, and both those major ligaments just getting torn like that. That's something you don't bounce back from. That's a lot of weight, you know, for a heavyweight to be pushing around on a knee. So I'm sure that they're taking their time and making sure he is really 100% ready to go before they bring him back. When they're going to bring him back, maybe Midlands, but honestly, if they do bring him back from Midlands, I would be shocked if they actually have him wrestle a whole entire tournament like that 2 days in a row, because that's a lot on that knee for 2 days in a row. It might be a situation they just bring him back, give him a couple matches there, and then whether he does good or bad, they'll probably yank him, and that's just all my perspective, you know, speculation, and then get him ready to go for the following weekend when we travel to Michigan and Michigan State. And maybe only wrestle one of those and not both of them. I don't know.
Only a couple opportunities to see the Hawks at home before the first of the year. The first time comes up this weekend, Iowa Central and Cornell College in morning matches, and then Iowa State in December. So not a lot of action before the Midlands.
No, there never really is. That's just the way it is. I mean, they've talked about changing up the wrestling schedule till you don't start it until after Christmas. There's a lot of talk, and they're getting more and more serious about it all the time. So, I mean, this might be something you even see come into play here in the next year or two.
Hmm.
So it'll be interesting. They also want to try and, you know, start it later and then finish it later, so it finishes after the Final Four and all the basketball stuff. So so it doesn't take away, you know, that doesn't take away from any of the wrestling or whatever. But I think the ratings are great. I mean, they're as good as they've ever been on ESPN, and I don't know. We'll see. It's a long season. It's a really long season for a sport like wrestling. And so we'll see what they ended up doing. But Iowa State at home this year, that's going to be a lot of fun. Like I said, they got some great guys in there. Downey, 84. They got Weatherspoon in there, 74. They got Earl Hall back in there at 33. Seems like Earl Hall's been around for about 8 years now. you know, so, I mean, there's going to be some really good matchups, and I'm looking forward to it.
I'll tell you what, after the first of the year, it gets real.
It does, real quick, too.
Midlands, and then you got a 12-day stretch at Oklahoma State and home matches against Penn State and Ohio State.
Yeah.
It gets pretty real, though,
and Okie State's preseason number one. So I don't know if you agree with that or not, but they're up there. Ohio State is up there.
Oh, I agree with it. Yeah, I definitely agree with it. And at Oklahoma State. To me, that is, I love that. To be able to go into Oklahoma State and wrestle the number one team in the country, I just love that type of atmosphere. Going into Gallagher Iber Arena and, you know, it's fun. I mean, just like people get up, you know, people say it's nice to have the home crowd advantage, and I agree that to an extent, but I think a really good true athlete sometimes, they get up more so to be able to go into a hostile environment and to perform a situation like that than they almost do for home. So we'll see. And then like you said too, Mark, we got, you know, Penn State and Ohio State at home as well too, and those two duels are going to be huge. And if you haven't gotten your tickets yet, number one, we're going to get season tickets, not only just because of our wrestling meets, but also that way when you get your season tickets, you get opportunities to get tickets ahead of time in advance and better seen for, say, Olympic trials, which they're going to probably have in Iowa City every 4 years. We got the World Cup more than likely coming. The World Cup is humongous coming, hopefully, this coming year. It hasn't been solidified, but hopefully this coming year is going to be coming to the Carver-Hawkeye Arena. Opportunities like that that you can get by being a season ticket holder really sets you apart from everybody else. But even if you're not a season ticket holder and you want to get tickets for Penn State or Ohio State, I suggest you go in and get in those seats right now, because I guarantee you those two dual meets are going to be sold out.
Yeah, and they're going to be a lot of fun. And Oklahoma State's going to remember going outside last year. So
that's right.
They're going to try to get exact a little revenge as far as that's concerned. You mentioned Iowa State, UNI. First thing is Schwab also said, it's time to wrestle Iowa and UNI. So that's good for him to come out and say that. I don't know if it's going to get done. But the other thing about UNI is that Peters has the best mullet of the year going so far.
Does he?
Yeah, it looks good.
All right. Well, I heard the other day that UNI has a backup 25-pounder who's redshirting this year, Yoder. I think that's his name, Yoder or Yates. Maybe Yates. That would go toe-to-toe with Thomas Gilman. And then they're just going to save him for next year and let, obviously, Peters finish out. But if that's the case, I'd like to see him wrestle Thomas Gilman this year instead of after Gilman graduates, because I have a really hard time believing that a true freshman, be a true freshman that was in high school last year, is going to go toe-to-toe with a guy like Thomas Gilman, who is an absolute beast at 125 pounds. We'll see.
Jerry Ask Investment Services, text line 319-366-1600. Joe at 3560, Mark says, I got season tickets this year for the first time. I've never been to an Iowa wrestling meet. What should I expect?
Well, my question back to him is why did you wait so long?
I know Joe, and he's had kids in sports and probably just now able to sample it out.
Well, you can expect, if he's going on Friday, don't expect too much. Okay,
Friday morning
at 9 o'clock and 10:30 in the morning, a weekday where you don't have any parking for Carver-Hawkeye Arena, and we're wrestling Iowa Central Junior College, national champs last year. That's good for them. And Cornell College, you know, out of Mount Vernon. I mean, you're not expecting much except for a bunch of pins, hopefully, from the Hawkeyes. But after that, I mean, the Iowa State meet, it's a lot of fun, a lot of excitement, but he's going to for sure get his season ticket money's worth come Ohio State and Penn State, no doubt about it. And that's what I'm saying. Even if it's a year where you do have season tickets or you're going to be getting season tickets, I would get them now, because these six season ticket holders right now are not letting go of those tickets. And they're not expensive. This isn't football. So spend the money, get the tickets, and hold on to them. Even if you don't go, keep your tickets and your seats. And then it has its other perks as well, too, for international wrestling events that people are starting to find out that, you know, if you're going to wrestle something in America – international-wise, it's going to be done at the Carver-Hawkeye Arena, and that gives you an advantage over everybody else if you have a season ticket. A
couple more texts. Holloway not wrestling 197?
Not right now. He's at heavyweight. I don't know if he'd get to 197 either. He's gotten big.
Man, Fairfax, how good can Kemmerer be?
Kemmerer? Like multiple national champion.
Really?
No doubt about it. No doubt about it.
And Marinelli
both. I'm telling you right now,
so that'll be the new Gilman like and Clark next year.
Yeah, exactly. If next year, if Marinelli does not wrestle this year and they redshirt him and he doesn't start till next year, you're going to have Kemmerer and Marinelli together in there in that weight, and it's just going to be yeah, it's going to be a lot like watching Gilman and Clark. And it's nice because we haven't had a couple of middle guys like that, solid like that for quite a while. So, and they're going to feed off of each other as well, too. So I'm really, really looking forward to having those guys in the lineup.
I want to get to the national landscape, and I know Scott does too, but I first wanted to ask you about Jay Robinson and what happened to Jay up in Minnesota.
Well, you know, it's a very controversial topic. Everybody's got their opinions. You ask me, I'll give you mine. I think that he got a raw deal. I think that, yeah, he probably could have handled a little bit better than the way he did.
Now, the background on this, apparently team members were selling Xanax or some other prescription drugs.
Yeah, I he handled it internally instead of going to, you know, the proper authorities and stuff like that. He handled it internally, and I thought, you know, off of what I read, that he did a pretty good job handling it internally, how he handled it. And it just, with the, unfortunately, with the media and how things are portrayed these days and things, how they get blown out of proportion and this and that, I just, you know, I don't agree with the way he did. That's not what I'm saying. I think, to me, from my perspective, you know, if I'm a person just looking on the outside in, I'm thinking, to me, big deal. He was handling it internally. He was getting it done. Now, a lot of people, they're like, oh, no, you can't do that. That is wrong, that he should be fired, la-di-da-di-da. You know what? Even if it was the Minnesota basketball coach, which I don't even know who he is, okay? So I'm not weighing it because I know Jay Robinson. He's been around forever. That's not what I'm weighing it on. I'm weighing it on if it's a situation like that and a coach really does a good job and he takes a stand, he handles it internally and does it in a manner that he's known a bunch of his athletes, this will never, ever happen again and that this is bad, and he took care of it, then I say, you know, it's all right. But
given a lot to the sport of wrestling, Jay
Robinson
has.
That's what's sad for me, though, is the fact that he's been around for so long and done so much for the sport, and then to go out like this, it's just sad to see. But do I understand what they did in this day and age? Absolutely. Do I say that, you know, that's bull, that he should go to court? I wouldn't do it because you're not going to get it. You're not going to get anywhere with it. But it's just a bad deal all around. And unfortunately, I blame the athletes because they're the ones, it's their fault ultimately. And he went to bat for him and he tried to do things old school way. And unfortunately, it's a new era, and you can't get by with stuff like that anymore.
Before we get to the national landscape, I have a text here. I want your impressions, what you like about next year's incoming freshman Axmere out of English Valleys. Now, he was in the finals with Shalista last year, was he not?
Yeah. Shalista is a hammer, and he needed that state title last year. So, but Axmere is, I mean, he's tough. He's got a lot of progression to make, but he's the type of kid where you want kids like that in your room that didn't, you know, they're not four-time, like Carter Happel. Mm-hmm. They're not four-time state champions. Everybody expects, you know, him to be a four-time national champion and so forth in college. This is a guy that's coming out. He's got so much more potential, and he can go so far yet of untapped potential, and he gets in a room, and nothing is in his valley, but he hasn't been in a room where he's had great workout partners and great coaching, and I mean, it could take him way further, and that's what's fun, is you get a guy in there that's still raw like that, and you can take him, it's almost like flipping a house, you know, you take him, and you create a monster out of it, and something really, really special and really cool, and nobody really, you know, knows him nationwide, and versus Carter Happel, everybody in the world, everybody in the country knows who Carter Happel is, so not to take anything from Carter Happel. I mean, he's kicking butt and taking names, you know, from in these open tournaments at the freshman division. So, you know, it's we got. I tell you what, and then all the other recruits that we're getting. Oh my goodness, the future
dipped
of
into Pennsylvania a little bit more.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Like Tom at his media day. Like my team. Any questions? I thought that was very apropos.
The
right
only
there.
One guy would like to have gotten is. Is the guy out of Western Dubuque. I'm trying to think of his name. It's killing me not knowing it right now. Big guy, 89-pounder, but he's going to Purdue. So that was one that I was kind of sad to see kind of get slipped away a little bit. You know, and he's only a senior this year, so we'll see him wrestle again this year. But that guy's he's a beast. He's a horse.
Hey, before we let you go here, we'll talk again next Tuesday, maybe a little bit more about the national landscape, the Big Ten. We know how good Ohio State's going to be. Penn State's going to be Penn State. Anybody going to jump up this year or maybe fall back a little bit in your opinion?
I think Rutgers. You're going to see Rutgers start jumping up there. I mean, I've said it from day one.
They're like rated around 10 or
yeah,
so right now.
They broke the top 10. And I said day one, when them Maryland came into the Big Ten, I said, you watch. I said, you give it 4 years. I'm telling you, Rutgers, with the opportunities of top-notch recruits that they have out east out there, and being becoming a Big Ten school now, they're going to really start turning the corner. You know, they're going to really start doing some damage. So I think Rutgers is going to be a big one. I think I think Northern Iowa is got a team right now. They're very young. I think it's going to be an interesting year to see how their young guys do. There's a lot of excitement about these young guys, and Doug Schwab's very excited to have them in the lineup. I think 3 years from now, when the season's over in 3 years from now, the end of the season in 3 years, I'd like to remember this conversation and go back and evaluate where you and I is right now 3 years after their season's over, because that is going to be, if Doug Schwab's going to make it at UNI and do a good job down there or up there, they're going to have to be really successful in 3 years. With the recruiting class that they got coming in, with a lot of the great guys that are coming in, the very, very high expectations, if they don't, I don't think they're just ever going to get there. I just really don't, for one reason or another. I'm not saying that's all Doug's fault. I don't know. But they got some guys coming in right now that they should be breaking as a team into the top 10, possibly by the end of the year, but if not the end of this year, for sure midway through the middle of next season. And if you ask Doug Schwab, he's probably saying, top 10, Ironside, what are you talking about? We better be in the top 5.
Which is good. That's the mentality you want to have out there. All right, my man, good to see you.
It's good seeing you guys, too.
Good to see you. Last time I saw you, you were holding off everybody from the state of Minnesota driving a legend car, and you did it. So
that's where my
got another win this year.
My wrestling background came in. The more heat they brought me, the more excited
yes,
I got.
Yes, you did. All right, see you, buddy.
All right, thanks.
Mark Ironside joining us. We're going to take a break, come back, talk some Iowa volleyball when we return after this on KGYM.
Hear that? That's your engine telling you something. To never settle. Because good enough has never been good enough. And your engine knows it. So give it Valvoline Full Synthetic for an unsurpassed level of protection. Listen to your engine and never settle. Choose Full Synthetic from Valvoline. 150 years under the hood. Visit AutoZone now and buy 5 quarts of Valvoline Full Synthetic and an oil filter starting at $29.99. See store for restrictions and details.
Hi, can I have 2 steak tacos?
Flour or corn?
Oh, no tortillas. And no steak. Also add turkey, lettuce, and tomato. And just put it between 2 slices of bread.
You know this is a taco truck, right?
As a small business owner, you've got enough to deal with. Let the experts at Progressive insure your business so you can focus on whatever that was. With over 30 commercial auto and business coverage options, we'll build a plan that's right for you.
Oh, I'll have Swiss on that too. Thank you.
Visit ProgressiveCommercial.com to get started. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Who says cars have to act their age? Whether your car needs maintenance, repairs, or new tires, now is the perfect time to cross off the things on your car's to-do list. Head to Firestone Complete Auto Care and get $100 off any purchase of $500 or more. Firestone Complete Auto Care. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Offer valid November 17th through 20th on any purchase. Most vehicles. In-store installation required. Maximum savings $100. $50 minimum purchase required for tiered offers. See store or driveafirestone.com for full details.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Look alive, Coach. Are you ready for next season? If you're thinking about coaching K-12 school-sponsored athletics in Iowa, add getting your state certification from Kirkwood Continuing Education to your game plan. Kirkwood handles the required instruction and fingerprinting. Kirkwood coaching authorization and recertification classes are going on now in Cedar Rapids and Iowa City. And now you can also take the classes online. Visit kirkwood.edu/coaching to get into the game.
Eastern Iowa Sports is their domain. Back to the gym class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on KGYM.
Always fun to catch up with Mark Ironside, the Hall of Famer, talking college wrestling, Hawkeye wrestling, and we will do that throughout the year here on KGYM. The Hoops Marathon is continuing right now. It's Baylor number 4, Oregon, in Waco, and Baylor right now with the highlighter uniforms with a 42-38 lead is Baylor trying to win a big one for the Big 12 right here. They had a 10-point halftime lead, but Oregon has come back on them just a little bit. Big week for our next guest, Bon Szymanski joining us, the Iowa volleyball coach, as the Hawkeyes are going to welcome in Rutgers coming up on Wednesday night, and then the big one against number 1 Nebraska at Carver Hawkeye Arena Saturday at 8 o'clock. Coach, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, Scott. How are you?
Doing great, and congratulations on the season up to this date so far for the Iowa volleyball team.
Yeah, thanks, man. The women are doing well and working hard, and our true mental toughness keeps growing, so which we need in the Big Ten. It's the number one conference in the country for volleyball, so the opportunities keep getting bigger and bigger, and the opponents bigger.
Vaughn, what did you try to establish when you arrived in the program?
Well, you know, the biggest thing for us was that real, the internal belief. And we knew that for us to really get Hawkeye supporters on board, we were going to have to start winning. But the only way to do that was to change the way we felt about the program from the inside out. And, you know, we still have basically the same group of kids, you know, and, you know, the same skills and abilities and all those things. But it's the belief that's really grown and shifted. And we've come to grips with kind of who we are. And we say, well, now we're going to go out and compete hard. With what we got, kind of that dance with who brung you mentality, and it's been a lot of fun.
Well, you got to do it. You take a look at a very rich base as far as Iowa talent is concerned. You're going out, you're finding Midwest, you're finding talent from all around the country, and it's not an easy thing, but I think it's great to have that base here in the state of Iowa to have.
Yeah, and let me tell you, Scott, I went up to, of course, I went to the Iowa State Tournament at the U.S. Cellular Center in Cedar Rapids, and what an awesome day to be there on Championship Friday and watch all the different classes compete for a state title. And, you know, the place is packed, and the student sections are great, and, the town show up. It's like an episode of Hoosiers for volleyball, and so much great talent. And this is what we keep saying over and over, is if we can get the best kids in the state of Iowa, we can build a national champion. And we know and believe that that's true. And so we keep working really hard at that. And we're really excited about the groups that continue to commit to be Hawkeyes. And that's super cool. And, of course, then as we're building that culture inside of our program and then winning and people are taking note in the volleyball community and really across the Hawkeye community in Iowa, that we've become a real competitor inside of the Big Ten. And it's something now that kids and their families are taking a second look at, saying, gosh, maybe we really want to be a part of what's happening there and believe to choose in our mission and our vision. So we can't wait. You know, we got a big one tomorrow night against Rutgers, but we're working hard to break our attendance record on Saturday night, November 19th, against Nebraska. They're ranked number 1. They're number 1 in attendance this year, too. They average about 9,000 for a home match over there in Lincoln. So we were just over there last week. We want to see if we can do them one better. And we know that with football out of town, this would be a great opportunity for Hawkeye fans in the greater Iowa City and Cedar Rapids area to come on into Carver and check it all out and support us as we take on the Cornhuskers.
8-8 in the Big Ten, 18-10 overall. Very respectable marks, Bond. But I would imagine you would say you haven't turned the corner yet.
Yeah, you know, I think the phrase we keep using is we've got it turned in the right direction, and we've got to just keep it chugging. And, you know, I often use the analogy of ascending to the top of Everest with our group, and the Big Ten is the pinnacle. It's the peak of Everest, and those last few steps are so treacherous and so difficult. And sometimes you do end up turning around and going back to camp 4 to kind of regroup and catch your breath and make another ascent. And but there's not much room there at the top in terms of the margin of error. So we keep making those steps one at a time, keeping our breath and keeping our focus on each step as we move forward. And I know eventually we will get to the top. So it's been a great ride and a really fun journey for us as a coaching staff and a program this season.
Bon Szymanski joining us, the Iowa volleyball coach here on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. And volleyball is just growing and growing. You take a look at all the numbers from the little kids up through more and more people going to college, getting scholarships, and really, I think it's been helped by the Olympics some, but it's really a fun sport for people to go out and enjoy. And I know you want to get people packed in there for especially for Saturday night against Nebraska, but are you seeing that as well, that volleyball is just continuing to grow and grow?
Yeah, volleyball is a great it's a great girls sport for sure, and it can be a frustrating sport for young girls to learn because, you know, obviously the ball hits the floor a lot and you lose a point. And so that's not as enjoyable as some other sports like soccer where the ball can sit on the floor and nobody's losing anything. And so, you know, I think there's kind of a learning curve that happens with it, but I think families really enjoy it. It is a great family atmosphere in that way. And it's a pretty elegant sport that eventually gets married with power. And the physicality of what's happening in our game, especially in the Big Ten, some of these young women are 6'4", 6'5". They can reach as high as 11'4", 11'5". 11 feet 5 inches when the net is 7 feet 4 inches is an astounding number. You know, I mean, that's the LeBron James above the rim kind of number. And so, you know, just the power and the speed that the women are playing the game at the collegiate level right now is really exceptional. And I think that translates. And now, you know, here at Carver, our attendance keeps growing. We've had our best attendance ever as an entire season, which is great. And so now we want to break the record for a single match on Saturday night against Nebraska. But, you know, we've got the new video boards and the new sound system in there, and just the environment at Carver has really changed a lot. I hope you guys have made it down to some type of event already this year to see what's going on there. And it's just a really cool atmosphere right now in Carver. And, of course, winning helps. People want to come and see cheer you on to win. And so we keep working hard toward that end.
Bon, let's talk about some of the players on the floor doing great things for you.
Yeah, you know, we have a few seniors that are doing great. You know, Alyssa Klosterman's from Dubuque, Iowa. She's playing back row for us. Loxley Kiela is our setter from Hawaii. Ashley Mariani, our middle from Texas. And then Lauren Brobst is from over in Sioux City. She's an outside hitter for us. Those four seniors are really doing a good job impacting us daily. Probably the breakout story for us this year is such a cool story is Reagan Coyle. She's a sophomore, and she's from Council Bluffs, Iowa. She's a walk-on. She's such a hard worker. She's such a competitor, and she's managed not just to get into the starting lineup, but she's been an impact player. And so much to the point that she was Big Ten Player of the Week 2 weeks ago, which is astounding considering that the Players of the Week in our league are typically All-Americans. And the Big Ten keeps churning them out year after year and week after week. And so for Coyle to get recognized in that way, and that's the type of impact that she's having as a walk-on, is such a cool Iowa story. You know, just a kid that's pulling up her bootstraps every day and not afraid to do the dirty work and not looking around wanting all the glory for herself, just gets up and works harder the next day. So who doesn't want kids like that inside their program? And they're a dying breed in a lot of ways with young people, but we've really found a diamond in the rough, and she'll be a centerpiece, I'm sure, for us for the next 3 years as, again, we shift the culture of how we work inside of our program.
Yeah, I know you've got a good class coming in, and that includes a local girl, Paige Frank, out of Cedar Rapids, Kennedy. And I know you were happy when she signed on the dotted line.
Yeah, absolutely. We have four coming in this next year. Three of them are from Minneapolis and one right from here in eastern Iowa and Kennedy product. And Paige is a great player and a great kid. And again, a competitor and a winner. And those are the things that just translate. Sometimes you don't have to explain to somebody how to win. That's probably one of the hardest things to translate. The kids just have that instinct. They have that capability sometimes. And so Paige will come in and be a back row player for us and a setter for us. So a little bit of a role shift from what she's done so far, but great Hawkeye family. You know, their family comes and tailgates for every football game. They come to as many volleyball matches as they can. You know, they got the RV in the parking lot and just love the Hawkeyes. And that black and gold spirit really means a lot. We have that in some of our other local kids that are inside of our program, and they love being a Hawkeye. And you need that every day. You need it on a Tuesday. You have to want to get up and work hard in the weight room at 6 a.m. and then go to class and then come back and work hard and practice when nobody's watching. And that's the sense that, you know, when we watch the exceptional turnaround that Iowa football made just from 1 week to the next, you know, losing at Penn State and getting a lot of kind of doubters and people just dogpiling on them and watching them just go back to work. And I love Coach Ferentz and really respect the heck out of him. And because I see how deliberate he is about doing that dirty, hard work every day. And no surprise to me. I just no surprise that they can beat Michigan. Of course they can. And I just think that's, again, a testament to the hard work and kind of the mentality that exists all throughout our department here and really permeates the way that we view ourselves as Iowa, humble and hungry, but really rising as a department.
Three more opportunities to see the Hawkeye volleyball team at home, including tomorrow night against Rutgers. And as you mentioned, Bon, Saturday, 8 p.m. against Nebraska. How many people you need?
Yeah, you know, our single match attendance record isn't really that big of a number. It's 3,200, somewhere right around there. And so we've been close to that already this year. And so, you know, that sense that you're one ticket, you know, you and friend, it does two people show up and a couple people do that and jump on board and we're going to get there. And obviously we'd love to see it sold out and that'd be a lot of fun. It's an 8 o'clock start. It's on national TV. This is just really a great chance for Hawkeyes to back Hawkeyes here and really create a more prominent environment for our program across the country, as well as a great match environment as we take on number one Nebraska. And our group's really excited about knocking them out. They really looked at the Iowa-Michigan football game on Saturday night and said, that's us next Saturday. You know, we're an 8 o'clock tip-off this Saturday. We're going to do the same thing that Iowa football just did to Michigan and kind of shock the competitive world there for volleyball.
Yeah, sounds good. And that'll be coming up on Saturday. Bon, we'll let you go. Is anybody, you mentioned the new video boards. Has anyone hit one over that during a match or anything like that?
We've had one hit into it. And, you know, that board, it'll raise and lower to any height that you want. We kind of monkeyed around with different heights we thought were acceptable. And, you know, we were just a foot too low. And so we said to the next match, well, let's raise it up two more and just make sure it doesn't get hit. So, yeah, it's. I tease Gary Barta that it's like Jerry Jones' deal down there at Dallas, and that it's Gary's world up here with the new video board. It's pretty awesome.
All right, Rutgers and Nebraska coming up this week for Iowa volleyball. Coach, thank you for joining us. Do appreciate it, and best of luck this week.
Thanks so much, Scott.
You bet. Bon Szymanski, head coach of the Iowa volleyball team. Check them out. They're very, very exciting. All right, we're going to take a break. Come back as we go to break and give you an opportunity to win tickets to see the Rough Riders and the Waterloo Blackhawks. That'll be coming up on the 26th. We're going to take, we'll go ahead and take caller number 6 at 319-366-1600. 319-366-1600. You are going to get tickets to go see the Rough Riders and the Blackhawks, a pair that'll be coming up on Saturday, November the 26th. Stay tuned. More to come after this. You're listening to the Gym Class, KGYM.
Car dealers all over Iowa are scratching their heads. Cal Fall, how is the Marion Used Car Superstore able to sell quality vehicles for so much less?
Because we sell so many cars, we have access to quality cars and trucks in large quantities. In fact, we have over 1,700 to choose from right now. That kind of volume allows us to sell them for less.
Massive discounts we haven't seen anywhere else. You even have budget Boulevard vehicles starting under $6,000. No wonder the other dealers are confused.
Those other dealers may not have figured it out, but our customers sure have. They've figured out they're saving a boatload of money.
And on top of the market-leading prices, you have guaranteed credit approval for everyone. Check newspapers, flyer ads, even the internet. Nobody saves you more than the Marion Used Car Superstore, 7th Avenue and Blair's Ferry Road, across from Thomas Park.
And at McGrathAuto.com.
With AT&T and DirecTV, I get access to tons of college football almost anywhere I want from my phone or tablet. It comes in handy when my wife makes plans for us on game days. Today we're bird calling.
Caw-caw! Here, bird!
My favorite part of bird calling is watching college football. Now I can experience the majesty of nature and keep up with all things college football all season long with AT&T and DirecTV.
AT&T, mobilizing your world.
Content channels and functionality vary by TV package, viewing location, and device. Data charges may apply. Coverage and service not available everywhere.
Monday through Friday from 3 to 4, the Gym Class with UNASH and Dukes, KGYM.
3:57 back with you here on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class KGYM. College basketball, women's and men's coming up tonight. Women's basketball, Iowa State hosting UNI from Hilton. That will be on 1600 AM beginning at 7 o'clock. At 7 o'clock on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, the Champions Classic, the annual from Chicago. And we will join game one and have game two for you. Michigan State and Duke. Kentucky and Kansas. I don't know who's playing whom in what order it is there, Mark. But those are the four teams I know.
Yeah, coming up on the Afternoon Players Club, audio from Kirk Ferentz and perhaps players. The guys will have Adam Rittenberg, covers the Big Ten for ESPN, and Mark Morehouse, 6:35, is Mark's appearance. He is the beat writer for the Cedar Rapids Gazette, and so a lot more talk about the Hawkeyes from 4 to 7.
The big congratulations going out to Justin of Cedar Rapids. He's going to go see the Rough Riders and the Waterloo Blackhawks bring a teddy bear. APC will also have a Little Caesars giveaway coming up. Pizza, 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 pizza.
Kentucky, Michigan State, followed by Duke, Kansas.
There you go. Kansas, man. Indiana, Duke to start the year. That's a little bit daunting right there. So Baylor's still holding off Oregon right now in a very interesting game. Brooks not playing, though. He's got a foot injury for Oregon, so he is out right now. So they're missing probably their best player, the Oregon Ducks are. Coming up tomorrow, we're going to talk basketball. Kevin Lehman's going to join us live from the Paradise Jam. And also, Chris Liss of rotowire.com. Looking forward to that coming up on the Wednesday edition of the program. Have a good night, Mark.
You as well.
All right. APC coming up next. Ben the Gym Class, KGYM.
Who says cars have to act their age? Whether your car needs maintenance, repairs, or new tires, now is the perfect time to cross off the things on your car's to-do list. Head to Firestone Complete Auto Care and get $100 off any purchase of $5.